MARA launches foundation to tackle Bitcoin's quantum threat. MARA Holdings is launching a foundation aimed at Bitcoin's quantum threat and broader network resilience. CoinDesk reported on April 27, 2026, during the Bitcoin 2026 conference. The move puts a publicly traded miner directly into a debate that has, until now, mostly lived between cryptographers, academic papers, and core developer mailing lists. CEO Fred Thiel was on stage at the same conference earlier in the day, reiterating that Bitcoin is the most decentralized system ever created. The new foundation reads as the operational version of that talking point. If Bitcoin's strength is decentralization, then anything that could break its cryptography, from sufficiently advanced quantum computers to long-tail consensus bugs, is a corporate risk for MARA, not just a research curiosity. Why a public miner is funding research? MARA is one of the largest listed Bitcoin miners in the world, with revenue tied directly to the network continuing to function as expected. A working quantum attack on SCP-256-K1 or SHA-256 would not only invalidate huge volumes of vulnerable coins, it would also vaporize the value of MARA's hash rate, balance sheet, and forward production guidance. Funding a foundation that studies these risks is, in plain accounting terms, hedging. It also lets MARA show up in the room where decisions are made. Post-quantum upgrade proposals for Bitcoin have been discussed in BIP form for years, but most of the work has come from individual researchers and a handful of companies. A miner-backed foundation can fund audits, sponsor implementation work, and keep a seat at the table when proposals like address migration or signature scheme changes get serious. The quantum debate is still unsettled. The quantum risk to Bitcoin is real but contested. Last week, analyst James Check published an argument that only 1.7 million Satoshi-era coins are at meaningful quantum risk, pushing back on more apocalyptic framings. Other developers have floated more aggressive responses, including Paul Storch's proposed eCash fork that would reassign half of Satoshi's BTC to neutralize early P2PK addresses preemptively. The disagreement is less about whether quantum machines will eventually exist, and more about timeline, cost, and what to do about exposed coins in the meantime. P2PK and reused address P2PKH outputs are the obvious soft targets. Most modern wallets default to addresses that hide the public key until a coin is spent, which buys the network time but does not solve the problem. A foundation gives MARA a way to engage with those trade-offs without trying to drive Bitcoin protocol changes from a corporate balance sheet. Research funding is far less politically charged than direct lobbying inside Bitcoin core development. Network resilience is the broader pitch. The CoinDesk headline pairs quantum threat with network resilience, which suggests the scope is wider than just future cryptography. Network resilience covers mining geographic distribution, energy mix volatility, peering and relay infrastructure, the upgrade pipeline for protocol changes, and the social layer that ratifies them. All of these have been stress-tested over the last few years, from China's 2021 mining ban to fee spikes during ordinal-driven mempool surges. For MARA specifically, a credible resilience program is a natural extension of its public messaging. The company has spent the last cycle marketing itself less as a pure ASIC operator and more as a vertically integrated infrastructure firm, building software, immersion cooling, and now research. A foundation slots into that story. But this changes for users. For ordinary holders and Bitcoin spenders, nothing changes today. The signature schemes that secure modern wallets are not at imminent risk, and there's no concrete migration plan to action this week. Realistically, address hygiene, not panic, is the right response. Avoid reusing addresses. Prefer wallets that default to modern address types, and if you hold long-dormant coins on legacy address formats, plan an eventual sweep into newer outputs. For self-custody users, the longer-term implication is that quantum-resistant signature schemes will, at some point, require client upgrades and possibly user-side address migration. Foundations like the one MARA is launching are how the funding and audit work for that future upgrade tends to materialize. The earlier the research happens, the calmer the eventual transition.